Right now, we are experiencing a mass extinction like never seen before. Hundreds of species of plants and animals die off every day, disrupting the natural ecosystems of this planet. The Vancouver Island marmots are no exception to this catastrophe. They've become one of the most endangered mammals in Canada, and it's all our fault. Hi, I'm Torin Lund.
I'm Akira Robertson-Chambers. And we have gotten an insider interview with Adam Taylor and Shaney Jackson, an executive director and a field specialist at the Marmot Recovery Foundation, to express the issues that the marmots are currently facing. According to Nature Canada, the Vancouver Island marmot is a subspecies of marmot, endemic to the high mountain areas of Vancouver Island in British Columbia. They likely migrated to the Vancouver Islands during the Illinoisan glacial period 100,000 years ago. They tend to live in open fields somewhere between 900 to 1,450 meters above the sea level, which allows them to keep a lookout for predators. They burrow down into the ground to escape predators and build homes. How have the Vancouver Island marmots become critically endangered, and what conservation efforts are being used to save them?
There are two main reasons why the marmots are endangered, and both are directly related to human activity, the first being loss of environment, and the second a large influx of predators. Mining and logging created spaces of land that seemed okay to live in for the marmots, but were actually not.
The marmots were moving into these areas that were, they looked like meadows to the marmots, but in fact, they were not high enough elevation. Snow was not going to keep those trees free in the long run, and as the trees began to regrow, the marmots didn't move, they just stayed caught. And as soon as, you know, there was what we call stocking cover, you know, these little Christmas trees, holding up one hand so you can't see how high that is, but you know, these small little trees, the marmots couldn't see their predators and they became really easy prey.
The main predators of the marmots include wolves, cougars, and golden eagles. National Geographic states that these three animals made up for 80% of marmot deaths between the years 1997 to 2005. This is obviously a huge problem, but why are they only being affected now? Marmots were not always hunted by these animals, at least not to this extent. Previously, marmots were not forced to interact with these animals, but as they moved into environments that were unfit for them. Unfortunately for the marmots, that meant that they were faced with new predators that they were ill-suited to combat.
We know what is causing the Vancouver Island marmot's demise, but what is being done to stop it? Well, first, one major problem is that the marmots have stopped reproducing as much as they need to. To solve this, researchers are breeding marmots in captivity. Then, the parents and pups will slowly be reintroduced into the wild and set free. This strategy has worked for the Vancouver Island marmot so far, and is a large reason why their population has started making a comeback. Other practices are also being used to prevent predation.
In the past, the project has tried all kinds of things. There were electric fenced areas. We've tried shepherding marmots. So we had very intensive field teams that were out there living with these newly released captive red marmots, trying to scare away any predators that they saw to try to give them a chance to learn about how to live safely in the wild. We have hung up smelly clothing to try to convince the predators that we're in the meadow, that there's more of us. You know, there were smelly clothes hung up all around this perimeter of one of our sites. We've had shower radios out there making human voice noise to try to discourage predators from feeling comfortable in areas where the marmots are spending their time. So it's a constant strategic process for us, trying to convince predators that they don't want to spend time in this area, that marmots are not tasty, and that they should just keep moving on out of these meadows and give these marmots a chance to recover.
With techniques like this being put into place, marmots are sheltered in a temporary home or they work on repopulation. The problem of diminishing rotations of marmots is something we can only help with.
It's more about, you know, increasing their distribution, supporting the colonies that are there, and monitoring to make sure that we see that success and see those connections start to rebuild as the population gets bigger.
Corporations such as the Marmot Recovery Foundation and zoos in the Vancouver area are working hard to help the marmots. That being said, help from individuals is essential.
Most of our funding comes from public donations, and we don't have a lot of big donors. So most of our funding is, you know, those $5, $10 donations. And this species has really been saved. The reason it's here today is because of those $5 donations.
Adopting a marmot is a way to help their population. By adopting a marmot, you're basically sponsoring a marmot. By doing so, you make sure that that said marmot is protected year-round. You will also receive gifts such as a certificate, newsletters, individualized reports, and posters. If you find yourself in the Vancouver area, Shani says, keep an eye open for marmots.
So for Vancouver Island marmots, it's actually kind of neat. We just ask people to keep their eyes open.
The Vancouver Island marmots are becoming extinct because of careless humans. Our negligence has led to an influx in predators, habitat loss, a small genetic pool, and the problems that these bring with them. These little creatures need all our help to make a comeback and to restore the natural ecosystem of Vancouver Islands. Thankfully, there are some who care and have saved the species, but these people can't do it all by themselves. They need our help. By donating some money or by spreading awareness, you too can save the Vancouver Island marmots. This has been Torin and Akira with Mid-Pacific Podcast.